One Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked a question. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mal iman? Because Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, since they embrace Islam, their worried used to be how to protect my iman and how to die with iman. Today we have no concern. Hadith Sufyan ibn Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, very great saint, very great scholar of Islam. He was crying and crying and crying one day. So someone asked him, Ya Sheikh, why are you crying so much? What's bothering you? He picked up one small grain of the wheat. One small grain of the wheat. He said, I did not disobey my Allah even this much. We cannot claim that. He's claiming, I did not disobey my Lord even this amount, this much, one small grain of the wheat. So then that person asked, then why are you crying? What's the problem? You are a very pious, righteous person, obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is causing you to cry that much then? We should cry because we are committing sin. And we don't even realize, we don't even feel it, that we have to cry. We have to apologize it. Day and night passing. Same situation, same lifestyle. No botheration, no sorrow, no concern. What is the condition of my iman? But pious people, righteous people, who have very good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they constantly used to scared of their iman. They used to check their iman. So he said, if you claiming that you are not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even this much, then what is there making you cry? He said, I am not sure that my iman will remain till my death. I am not sure, I cannot guarantee that my iman will be with me on my last moment. That's why I am crying. I am worried about my iman. Can you imagine, my brothers? That's why it comes in the biography of Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, one of the great imam amongst all the four imams. He was on his last breath and his son was making talqeen that my dad is last breathing. Let me just remind about kalima. This is the sunnah that when a person is dying, we should say slowly, slowly on his bedside, kalima la ilaha illallah. Because this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. That who will utter last word from his tongue before he depart from this dunya, kalima la ilaha illallah, definitely he will enter into paradise. So relatives and friends should remind a dying person about this kalima, which is called talqeen in Arabic. So son next to his bed was saying la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He was saying la, la, la. Not yet, not yet, not yet. And then he fell unconscious. So son was very worried. My dad is dying, and he's such a great scholar, imam of the time, and he's saying la la to kalima. What is strange is that. So when he gained consciousness after a few minutes, so son asked him, he was worried, that oh my abi, I was making talqeen of kalima and you saying la la, what's the reason? He explained, I was not saying la to my kalima, la ilaha illallah. But Satan was there. I could see him. And he was telling me, oh Ahmad, you are safe now. You are living this dunya with kalima. I was telling him, not yet, not yet, not yet. I'm still breathing. Allah can snatch away my iman even in this point. Allah is mustaghni, Allah is ghani. There is no guarantee that I will live with iman. There is no guarantee. I am telling, Shaitan was misguiding me at that moment. It comes in the hadith, when a person dies, that is the time Shaitan comes to him to snatch away his iman. And that is a very critical time, very difficult time. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua. Constantly we should make this dua, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman وَحْشُنَّا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعَ الْإِيمَانِ. This dua, my brothers and sisters, we should make after every salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua by himself and used to teach the Sahaba and encourage them to make this dua after every salah. Ask and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, you are the only one who can protect me and let me die on Iman. There is no other guarantee. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal saying, Shaitan was misguiding me at that moment. Oh, you are safe now. You are living. I said, no, not yet. Not yet. Until last breath comes out, La ilaha illallah, before the ruh and soul depart from the body. That's the time. My brothers and sisters, Iman is very, very important and very essential. And it's very scary. We have to check our Iman all the time. Sometimes Iman is there in within ourselves, in our heart. And sometimes because of the kabair, because of the major sin, Iman can go out of the heart. It comes in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. La yazni zani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min. La yashrabu shari hina yashrab wa huwa mu'min. La yasriku hina yasriku wa huwa mu'min. Three kabair, major sins. And when is the major sins? This is the punishment in the Holy Quran. And no one can change that punishment. What is the punishment of zina and adultery? If a bachelor commit this sin of zina and adultery, the Sharia law is that he must be, 100 lashes. And if the married couple commit this sin of zina, the punishment in the Holy Quran is to stone them until death. Very severe. They say, oh, it's a barbaric, this and that. We don't have to worry about the Western world. It is so severe, the zina, adultery, it is such a severe sin, my brother, that your Iman, while you are, not you, whoever is doing this act of zina, he is enjoying for few minutes, maybe in today's time on internet, imagination. There are so many websites, people search and do every night. May Allah save and protect our youth, especially our youth. It's so available freely. Thousands of websites. Who is checking there? What is the son and daughter is doing at night? Allah is there. He said, at the time a person is committing sin, adultery, zina, fornication, his Iman does not stay in the heart. It goes out of his heart. When a person is drinking, while he is drinking wine or any kind of intoxication, Iman does not stay in the heart. Iman goes out. A time a person is stealing, his Iman cannot remain inside the heart. It goes out of the heart. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when a person is committing zina, adultery, Iman goes out from his heart and suspended on his head until he finished this work, this amal, then only it comes back into the heart. Why? Because this is such a great disobedience and sin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Iman cannot remain inside the heart. Just imagine that time, if Malakul Maut has to come and snatch his roof, he will go without Iman, no doubt. He will die without Iman. So just few minutes of enjoyment and he will be doomed forever. But whoever dies without Iman, there is no guarantee. There is going to go hell straight. So ulama explain that how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the Iman goes out of his heart and remain as a cloud on top of his head. It says that Iman goes out of his heart and remain on top of his head to protect the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because zina is such a great sin, my brothers and sisters. Allah cannot tolerate. Allah immediately send azab and punishment to punish that person, to punish that couple. So this imam goes there and he protects the azab. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is disobeying at that moment, enjoying his lust and desire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing to protect his azab through his iman. At that moment also Allah's mercy is there, protecting him, safeguarding him from the punishment of Allah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we have to take care of our iman. And we have to check our iman. As Rasulullah s.a.w. said, so that hadith, I conclude with that, the Sahabi came to Rasulullah s.a.w. and he asked, Mal iman? Rasulullah s.a.w. replied, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكْ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكْ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That is the thermometer. We have the, you know, we have the fever, we put some thermometer in our tongue, under the tongue, to see what, how much fever we have. Or in the house we have a thermometer in there to see the how much temperature is there, right? Likewise, this is the temperature of your iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any good action make you happy, any bad action make you sad, then you are the believer. Now all of us sitting here, including myself, when I pray, after praying salat, it's a good action, alhamdulillah, I just pray. When I go out from the masjid, do I feel good about it? Or I just walk away? I done my job and I'm going away. Is there any feeling in my heart after completing salah? We don't check it. We don't feel it. It's so casual, it's so usual. We just come, pray salah and just go away. Do we check our iman after that? Do we check our condition of the heart? This prayer, this act, I just did, good act. It, any difference in my heart, do I feel it? Or I commit some sin. After committing sin, do I check my heart? Do I feel some sadness, some sorrow? No, we don't feel it. As casual, as usual, we're just committing sins. There is no reaction in the heart. There is no feeling in the heart. So if any good action is not making me happy, or any bad action not making me sad, how can I claim that I am a believer? I am failed, according to this hadith. إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَةُ وَإِذَا سَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَةُ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. If every good action making me happy, increasing the level of my iman, and every bad action, every sin making me sad, and decreasing the level of iman, I can feel it. Something is going out. Something bad happened to me. I am restless. I am not happy. Then that is the sign that I am the believer. If I don't have any reaction, any feeling in my heart, then what should I do? I should check my iman, the level of iman, and beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, guide me towards the right iman. And let me stay with iman and let me die with iman. Akhir zaman, alhamdulillah.